This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 5 days after a furious cyclone smashed into the shores of India and Bangladesh, aid workers are still having trouble getting help to those who need it. More than 3,100 people are now counted dead in Bangladesh alone, and the number is expected to rise. This was the worst storm to hit Bangladesh in more than a decade. Heather Blackwell heads the relief agency Oxfam in Bangladesh.
Access to the remote areas has been very difficult. A huge amount of trees and housing and materials have been ripped up by the winds of the cyclone and then deposited. And that's caused a huge difficulty for access through roads. So we have been using roads as far as we have to and then using speedboats to get to some of the more remote areas.
And even then, I understand it's difficult because of all of the sort of complex waterways and the sandbars throughout the area.
Yes, there are a lot of remote areas and small communities on small islands.
Are you hearing back, though, from some of the relief workers when they actually get to some of these villages? Could you describe what they're seeing?
Yeah, I mean, in some areas, there's this total devastation. Whole communities and villages have been blown away. And also in the southern areas, with tidal surges washed away. There's a huge amount of crop damage. In some areas, up to 75% of crops have been damaged or destroyed. And shelter, the total number of houses destroyed and partly damaged is over 900,000.
Now, there was an early warning system, and I understand that that's been credited with saving many lives, but it's also clear that a lot of people didn't heed the warning. Do you have any idea why?
In some areas, the evacuation centers are a very long distance, and so it's been difficult for people to go to those centers. Also, it's been a very long time since there's been a very large cyclone in this area. And so there was a concern before the cyclone that it's not in a lot of people's living memories. But it did seem that there was a mobilization of about 1 million people into evacuation centers.
How large was the cyclone?
It was huge. I mean, it was put at a Category 4. I'm in Dhaka, and the storm passed over Dhaka about 2 hours after it had hit the coastline. And it was still extremely strong and gusty, even as after that length of time. And having hit land, cyclones start to reduce in their strength.
Now, the death toll right now, as we're speaking, is said to be just over 3,000. But officials say it could climb much higher. Some are saying as much as 10,000 people could die due to the storm. Is that because relief workers just haven't been able to get an accurate body count, or is that due to the growing humanitarian crisis?
It's partly about accessing some of those more remote areas. And there are quite a large number of people that are reported missing at the moment. So until that's verified or they remain missing, their figures aren't actually added to the death tolls. There was, on the first and second day after the cyclone, there were at least 1,000 fishermen who were still reported missing.
Heather Blackwell, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us.
Okay, thank you.
Heather Blackwell is the head of Oxfam in Bangladesh. She spoke to us from the capital city of Dhaka.